egoist, jealous, insecure, fearful, always complaining. Read quietly, sensitively, the pages already written. Are you pleased with those pages or are you ashamed? Will you improve the chapters that are before you? Will you make the ending better than the beginning? See your thoughts, words, and deeds, and relationships being inscribed on its pages. Moment by moment, the story of your life is being written. Learn the wisdom of Gita and modify your skills that need improvement.
Yeah. So, what happened to this? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yeah, now it's coming now. So, moment by moment, the story of your life is being written. That was the point I was telling you. So, you all have begun your life in a certain way. Would you like to make the end of your life better than you, the way you started? Right, to become a better individual. So that is actually possible if you can take a look at yourself. Like I should see through the specs and I should be able to look at the specs also. What is the meaning of that? Looking through the specs means we all are carrying some scripts with us. Like if I wear a yellow, if I put a yellow cover here, I mean yellow color paper, everything looks yellow for me. If I put black color, everything looks black. Or if you put red one, everything looks red. Similarly, we have a certain paradigm with which we see the world around us. So therefore, that paradigm is what is deciding how we act. Some people are good-natured people, some people are bad-natured people. You see, one scientist, he invented the penicillin. Who was it? Alexander Fleming? Yeah. So he invented the penicillin. Another scientist invented the atom bomb. And the first atom bomb was dropped in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, isn't it? Both are scientists. One has a mindset to help people. Another has a mindset to destroy people. So both these mindsets are seen. Therefore I told you within us there is an angel and an animal. It's up to us which one we want to feed and which personality we want to bring out. If we bring out the animal, we suffer and others suffer also. If we bring out the angel, we can be happy and others can be happy too, with whom we relate with. So, you are the maker of your destiny. Remember that. You see, when we were small kids, we used to have a tricycle, correct? When you go to school, you don't go in a tricycle, you take a bicycle. When you go to college, you get a bike. When you go to a company, eventually you get a car. So you change the vehicles from one to another. Similarly, the Atma also changes bodies. From right now, you all are in one body. At the time of our death, we leave this body and take another body, like changing dress every day. Lord Krishna says that. And then life after life after life, we become refined, 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 purified, purified, purified. When we are 100% pure, we become godly. We become similar to God. Then we attain the perfect platform. You all might have heard this. Asatoma Sadgamaya, Tamasoma, Jyotir Gamaya, Mrityorma, Amritam Gamaya. So this is said in the Vedas that you attain a perfect situation. But while living in this world, before you attain that perfect state, how to live your life so that this life will lead you to that perfect state? That's what we will discuss today. Okay? Now you go to the activity. Here is a self-test for you. Would you all like to know whether you are a plus time manager or a minus time manager? Don't show this to any of your friends. This is a secret for you because it is about your personality. So, I have shown you three things: planning, doing and interacting. Ask yourself the question, do you plan well before you do anything? So, if you are very good in planning or you plan considerably, then you can give a plus marks for that. Then there is a doing. Doing means some people act after planning. Some people keep on planning. They don't act at all. They are called daydreamers. And those people who don't plan at all, but only keep acting, they are called workaholics. And the third one is interacting. Some people are very good with people. They have people skill. They can gel practically with everybody in the college. They know everybody. Huh? They are people, we call them. So they are called popular people because they are well known amongst people. The only thing is they neither plan nor do anything. If they only interact. So they are called as popular. So there are three types of people. Daydreamer, and workaholic, and popular type. If you are doing only one out of those three. Understood the point? Is that clear to everybody? Or you may be combining some of them. So what do you do now? Here, here I have given those 3 points. Planning, doing and interacting. And to the left side of it, there is a space for you. So there you can put tick mark. Or plus mark you can put. If you are good in planning, put plus. If you are not good in planning, be honest, put a minus. And if you are good in working hard, put plus. If you feel that you are not working enough, you are mostly absorbed in planning, then you put minus like that. And interacting with people. Some of you may be interacting with many of your friends. Some of you may be a little introvertish. You may be sitting in your own room alone. You may not connect with people. You feel a little uneasy to connect with people. Then you put minus. If you connect with people well, you put plus. Is it clear to everybody? The task is clear. So do this activity. It's only going to take you a minute. Because it is about your personality, you know well. Okay? These 3 things, planning, doing, interacting. You do this, do it now, and then I will tell you further.
Anybody doesn't have a pen can raise your hand, maybe it's up left hand. Okay, only 2 of
okay, you are done. It's very easy activity. Just you have to put only three letters only, that's all. Plus, minus, whatever you have to put. Now I am going to discuss the answers. You are called a plus time manager, provided you got 2 pluses. Don't worry, I will not ask for a raise of hand. I will not ask. But if any of you sitting here, you got 2 pluses, that means you are a plus time manager. In case you got 2 minuses, that means you are a minus time manager. That doesn't mean you are gone. You can improve. From minus time manager, you can become plus time manager. Okay? So now, if you are a plus time manager, you see the table there. Did you get plus, plus, plus? You are a perfectly balanced person. If you got. If you got plus, plus, minus, you mostly, you can do your own things well. You don't care for others. Maybe some of your friends may be criticizing you as selfish. If you got plus, plus, minus. If you got minus, plus, plus, that means, you are a sacrificing person. You work hard for your friends, they pass the exam and they pass out and go, and you are still stuck here. Like that, minus, plus, plus. Or plus, minus, plus. Your intentions are good, but no work is done because you plan well, and you interact with others well, but work remains undone. Okay. So how many of you understood till now? You are very clear about this activity. Please raise your hand, you are clear about this activity. Very good, you all understood that. Okay. So if you are a plus time manager, this is these 4 things. So what you need to do now in your life, in whichever aspect you got minus, you can start working on that area. Like you all know the story of the rabbit and tortoise. Rabbit was a good planner. Rabbit thought that, I am pretty fast and the tortoise is very slow. So I will reach my goal very easily. But the problem was in between he slept off. Correct, no? So he didn't do, although he planned. It was only a plan. So therefore he couldn't reach the goal. Similarly, sometimes the boys, I have seen, they plan a lot, but they don't do and the exam suddenly comes. So therefore that's called as a daydreamer. So, in case you are good in planning and not doing, now start doing also. Plan little and then start doing. Ideally speaking, you are supposed to do all the 3. How? First of all, plan a little bit and execute. Then plan, then execute. And when you execute repeatedly and you get tired, then go and meet your friends. Spend some time. And then you have friends also with whom you can exchange. you can take their notes and you can give your notes to them. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. They might have done some good work, we can share with them. So if you don't have good friends now, then you may not get any help. You have to do everything on your own, correct? No? So all the three qualities are required for you to be a good student. Planning, doing and interacting. Okay, in case any of you got two minuses, check the next table. If you got plus, minus, minus, that means you are considered unrealistic dreamer or a daydreamer. You know the story of that lady who carried a milk pot on her head and then she said, I will sell this all milk and I'll purchase more cows, you know, and then I'll get more milk and I'll sell more milk and then in this way I'll purchase dozens of cows and I'll become like a landlady, then I'll marry a zamindar. And if the zamindar doesn't hear me, I will give him a slap, she said. While giving slap, she lost her pot down. And the pot broke and all the milk went down the drain. Similarly, sometimes people keep dreaming, and they don't do any work. They plan a lot. And minus plus minus, if you got, you are on a treadmill, which means you are a workaholic. The problem with workaholic is, sometimes they study even syllabus which is out of syllabus. They study the whole book. They don't know what is going to come for the exam. They just work hard blindly without any planning. Similarly, sometimes the workaholics work on tough subjects in the beginning. If you have five subjects, say two subjects they completed and other three are undone completely because they never planned. You understand? No? Therefore, without planning, if you want to reach the goal, you will certainly reach there. Where? Nowhere. That's where you will reach. Therefore, it is said in life there are two things. The target and the POVA, we call it. POVA means plan of action. The plan of action means how to reach the target. You know, the steps involved in it. So you should ascertain the goal and the steps involved in the goal. And then in case you are a minus minus plus, oh, you are a delightful person. People will like you for your personality. They will say that, oh, he is friend of everybody. Only problem is he doesn't do any work. Nor does he plan. And these fellows just hang around in companies. Many companies chuck them out after some time because they know that this fellow is not productive. You know. So then in case you got minus minus plus, mind you have to plan and start doing something in life. Not just hang around with people always. And neither delightful nor competent means minus, minus, minus. I hope none of you got it. Minus, minus, minus. In case we are minus in all the three, we have to really work hard. Because these three are vital qualities of any good leader. A good leader should be a good planner. One example I'll tell you. You know, there was one Prithviraj Chauhan, you know that? One Muslim king with whom he was fighting, 17 times the king was, Muslim king was defeated. And 18th time, what happened, do you know what happened? What happened? Now this question is, see, you know, whatever questions I answer, I ask the question, it's only for the new attendees, okay? No devotee should answer the question. Those of you who are already practicing, this is only for those who come first time today, okay? The 18th time, you know what happened? The Muslim king won. And he told Prithviraj Chauhan, you are a fool. 17 times you captured me and left me. But 18th time I caught you, I will not leave you. So he killed him. So if you are in Prithviraj Chauhan's position, what you would have done? First time only you will kill him? When you caught the king? How many of you would have killed him in the first time only? Or maybe after 2-3 times. Raise your hand. Okay, there are two of them. They would have killed in the first two steps only. Okay. Others, what is your answer? What is going on in your mind about this? What you will do? See, you have to plan now quickly. Because war is coming. 18th time he is going to attack, isn't it? So will you keep on allowing him every time to go or you will kill? Therefore, we need thinking. Without thinking, we cannot come up with an action plan. So what are you all thinking? See, these two guys immediately thought and they said, finish off the first time only, correct? No? I caught him now, don't leave him, don't spare him, finish off. They at least have an answer. Anybody else has an answer? How many of you say, I don't know, Prabhuji, what to do? Sorry, you know, I never fought a war with anybody. Any of you feel? You don't know? That means you have to increase your thinking avenue. more? What will you do in this situation? After how many attempts will you kill him, or what will you do? And I'll tell you what I will do. I have an answer. What I will do, if I was in Prithviraj Chauhan's place, after first time I caught him, left him, second time, third time, one lesson I will learn from this. What is it? This fellow is determined to attack me again and again. Correct, no? So maybe every time I am winning, but will I always win? There is a possibility that I may lose and he may kill me. So better that I don't take chance again and again. After 2-3 attempts of losing, capturing him and leaving him, then fourth time or so when I catch him, I will put him under house arrest. And because he is a Muslim, I will give him Quran, and I will give him a beautiful garden, and I will allow him to make a mosque for himself, and he can everyday worship. I will allow him to have freedom within a hall like this, within a house like this, and I will send my assistant to his country, his state, which is the neighborhood, to rule the people and tell the people, see, your man has been attacking us repeatedly, now we have captured him, but for a good news for you, we are not killing him. So he can practice and, he can chant God's name, he can eat his food and then keep quiet, so that I have stopped his animalistic behavior. Correct, no? And I arranged another king to rule his place. So people are having a king to rule them very nicely, and this king is put under house arrest. So I am safe now. Do you agree? So he can't kill me and I am not killing him. This is called assertive behavior. What is it? Now these two fellows who raised the hand and said, I will kill him in the first time, this is called aggressive behavior. Agree, no? And somebody, if any of you feel, no, I am afraid to kill him, I will be like Prithviraj Chauhan, in case he want to kill me, let him kill me 18th time, what can I do? That is called passive behavior. So which one you think is perfect? Aggressive, assertive, passive? Yes? Assertive. That you will learn in today's session. How to be assertive. Assertive not only in behavior, in speech also. Assertive speech means polite and firm. So now am I polite with all of you or am I aggressive with you? What do you think? I am combining polite and firmness. Correct? No, I told the truth that these two fellows very strongly spoke, I said. I am telling the truth. At the same time, I am appreciating them for quickly able to make the decision without too much delay. So these two boys, they got into doing before sufficiently planning because they wanted to see something moving. Correct, no? So when they become leaders in a company tomorrow, probably they will be action people. Correct, no? They will put action first, plan next. But if we plan for a too long time, then no action may happen also. Therefore, we have to combine planning and action. In that way, like one husband and wife are going in a car, and the husband saw that other cars are going fast, so he also went fast. But suddenly he realized that they have gone 20 kilometers ahead. They were supposed to take a left turn 20 kilometers before. So some people work like that. You have gone working. Suddenly you realize. Like one boy told me, he studied so hard for the examination. He went to the exam hall and slept on the table. Because whole night he didn't sleep only. Is it good to work like that? So being a workaholic is bad. Simply planning is, daydreaming is bad. And simply interacting is bad. So we have to combine all the three. So you all found out what type of personality you are till now? How many? Please raise your hand. You are very clear about this exercise. You understood. Now you identify. Okay. Now, identified means you know what to do in life. Correct? Which area you need to? See, I will not call it your weakness. I will call it your room for improvement. That is a positive word. So now you understood the one room for improvement, you understood now. Let's proceed further. Go to page number 2. See, here is a title. Read the title, please.
Success of
it. Is mic working?
Success of relationships is superior to success in profession.
Yeah, I will explain what it is. You see, in case you are a very competent student, in your area, let it be computer science or mechanical engineering or whatever it is, you may be very competent, But IQ was given a lot of importance some decades ago. But now it is understood actually IQ alone is not enough. Emotional quotient is also required. Because if a manager is leading, say, 20 people under him in his department, if he is very insensitive in behavior, the people will not cooperate with them. Because in this world, that's the point I am about to tell you now. In this world, all your success comes not from you, but from others around you. For example, your success in your school or college comes from your teachers, correct? You have to write exam and they have to give you good marks. The success in an interview is not in your hands. You do it well, but the panel has to choose you. Promotion in a company comes from your boss. If you are pleased with your boss, then you get promotion. Otherwise, you don't get, isn't it? In case tomorrow one of you become an entrepreneur, say you open a business, and then you are waiting for the customers to come, do you think customers will go to any shop? See, will they go to a shop where the shopkeeper is arrogant in speech, or he is insensitive, or he is not attending to the customer timely? Will they go to such a shop? People are looking for a shop where the shop owner is friendly and welcoming and quick in responding, isn't it? And very warm in behavior. Is it not true? So, before people can open their purse for you, they have to open their heart for you. Then only they will pay and they will do business with you. And ultimately, without friendship with God, we cannot change our destiny. You know, Arjuna had one destiny that he could not kill Jayadratha. So he had to enter fire. But Lord Krishna took chakra and blocked the sun. So all the Kauravas thought that the sun has set. They brought Jayadratha out. And Krishna told Arjuna, Arjuna, hit him now. When Arjuna took his bow and arrow, he hit Jayadratha. When Jayadratha was killed, immediately there was a loud uproar on the Kaurava army. Fie upon Arjuna! Shame upon Arjuna! And Arjuna was plugging his ears and crying. He told Krishna, you told me to kill. I killed Jayadratha. Now look at the people. It's better I die rather than hearing such abominable words. Krishna said, don't worry, wait and watch what I do. So he removed the Sudarshan Chakra. Again the sun shone brilliantly in the sky. And Kauravas were shocked. They couldn't even understand what happened. They couldn't make a head or tail of it. So if God wants to change your destiny, He can change. He can change. Therefore the Pandavas made friendship with Krishna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Pandavas were how many? And Kauravas were how many? 100. But who won the battle? Yeah, because 1 plus infinity is infinity. They took God on their side. So in this way you will see our success doesn't come from ourself alone. It is a combination. You sow the seed, God gives the rain. You attend the interview, the panel chooses you. You do a job well and please the boss gives you promotion. So life is two contribution game. It is not one contribution. It's not a singular contribution. Therefore, if success in your life is depending on your relation with others, don't you think it is important for you to relate with other people well? You understand the point? For instance, assume that you had a very thick friend for say last 5 years or 10 years, or maybe a school friend who studied with you in school, came to college also and studying with you in the college also. Suddenly one day you became very angry on your friend, which I saw in IIT Bombay when I was studying. I saw one of the boys, he wanted a notebook of another boy, and the boy gave him, and this boy said, I will make a photocopy of some of it, and within half an hour I will give you back. And the other boy said, no, I am not here, I am going out to mess, you just drop it through my window, he said. When I come back I will study, because tomorrow they had the examination. So this boy agreed. So the first boy came back to room, and he opened the door and he didn't find the notebook. Now it was 9:30 at night, so he came out of the room and he was searching for this boy. Then he went to that boy's room to whom he gave the notebook, that was locked. So then he thought, maybe this fellow wants me to fail in the exam. Now it is 9:30, it's 10:30, it's 11. Till 11 he was roaming with empty hands, he didn't have the notes with him. And at 11 o'clock that boy came back. So as soon as he saw him coming back, he was his intimate friend. He went and caught hold of his collar and slapped him. He said, see, you have wasted my time last 2 hours. I would have studied for the exam. Where is my notebook? And that fellow was shocked. How my such a lifelong friend, he slapped me. Then he told him, see, I have given your notebook to the neighbor, your next room neighbor. Huh? And he asked, why you gave him? He said, because your window, you have latched it from inside. I pushed the window several times, your door is locked and window is latched. How will you put it? Therefore, I gave it to the neighbor. Then this fellow said, oh, really, I am very, very sorry. But the friend said, what is a sorry puri and all this? Hell with all your sorry. You are no more my friend now. So now he lost his relationship. So he came and told me, last 1 year, this boy who is from my village, and we were friends from first standard onwards, till the college, he is not ready to even talk to me. He doesn't want to even look at me. So anger is one type of animalistic emotion which comes from our heart. Similarly, lust, anger, greed, pride, envy, these are all barbaric qualities in us. So now I told you about a school college boy, but I will tell you about a company manager. One company manager had four assistants in his company. He was a unit head of a IT company. Next to him there were four people, but with one of them he had a angry behavior, and that fellow left the company and joined the rival company. And this fellow is experienced for 15 years. So the company lost a talent. Do you agree? So now anger is not the only emotion. There could be many. We could talk about the different lower natures in us. Therefore, if you strain your relationship with somebody, you lose good results in your life because of that. Otherwise, then for lifetime, some people may not talk to you also. Correct, no? So in the same manner, in a relationship, we have to have integrity. One example, I'll tell you for integrity. One IT boy, you know, when he grew up in his company to become a project lead, so he got a call from the rival company that if you give us 1 month secret, we'll give you 1 lakh rupees, they said. And monthly he was drawing 1 lakh in his company. So he thought, yearly I get 12 lakh, and if I release some 5-6 secrets in a year, I get 6 more lakhs. He thought like that. So he released some 6 secrets. But after 1 year, this company found out that the rival company is skyrocketing, whereas the parent company where he is working is nosediving. So immediately they found out something fishy. So they found out the culprit, they caught him, and they black marked him and chucked him out of the company. This fellow didn't mind because he earned 6 lakhs extra, no? So he thought, I'll join. Nowadays people hop and jump from one company to another. So he wanted to go to other companies. But all companies called the parent company and came to know that he did this kind of malpractice. So they didn't take him. 2 years he suffered without a job. Then he went to the rival company and told them, hey, for your sake I gave you secrets, can you take me? They said, get lost. They said, just as you cheated the parent company, you might cheat us also. You are a man who lacks integrity. Integrity means one who doesn't walk his talk, one who doesn't keep promises, one who is a traitor or a cheater. So in this way, this is another animalistic trait of bringing our lack of loyalty. So I could quote many like this. So this fellow lost the trust of the company, lost the trust of many other companies because he broke his relationship with the company which was paying him very well. You agree? So now come to page number 2. I have written in the same heading 3, after that 8 lines, below one bold letter I have written. Read that. Relationship.
Relationships with others depends on your self-management, how you control your 6 urges. Urge to speak, mind's demands, actions of anger, urges of tongue, belly and genitals.
Yeah, these are 6 urges mentioned in the scriptures. वाचो वेगम मनसक क्रोध वेगम जिह्वा वेगम उदर उपस्थ वेगम एतान वेगान यो विषहेत धीरः सर्वामपि इमां पृथ्वीं सदृश्यात्. दिस इज गिवन बाय वन रूप गोस्वामी. देयर इज अ बुक अवेलेबल इन अवर बुक स्टॉल कॉल्ड नेक्टर ऑफ इंस्ट्रक्शन. इफ यू टेक दैट बुक, इन द फर्स्ट श्लोका इज दिस व्हिच आई टोल्ड यू. इन दिस नेक्टर ऑफ इंस्ट्रक्शन, या दैट इज द बुक, या नेक्टर ऑफ इंस्ट्रक्शन. सो इन दैट बुक you get the 6 urges. See, these 6 urges should be controlled. Like urge to speak. See, our tongue, does it have any bones inside? It has no bones, but the tongue can speak something which can cause breaking of our bones. Correct, no? You, some boys give garlic to somebody and the other person beats them up, correct, no? Therefore, we have to control our speech. Similarly, our mind is also like a monkey. It always makes a lot of demands. So, in the same manner, the actions of anger, the urge to eat, and the urge to overeat, the urges for sex life. So, all these urges have to be controlled, it is said. See, Shastras are very clear. They don't tell you that you should control the urge to pass stool. Or you have to control the urge to pass urine. They don't say that. Because those are all mala. One has to give up from the body. One has to release them. Whereas these urges, if you don't control, you know, we will lose relationships. Like if I speak improperly with a friend, I lose my friendship. If I exactly act as my mind dictates me, then I will get beaten up by police. Correct, no? For the wrong thing. Like for example, I am going in a bike. My mind says, why to wait for the red signal? I don't see any traffic policeman. You break the signal and go ahead. And the policeman will come. Correct, no? And he will find you. So our mind says many things. Similarly, Chanakya has given 8 prohibitions. See, this is especially for Vidyarthi, students. He says, Kamam Krodham Lobam Cha Swadu Shringara Kautuke Atinidra Atinidra Atisevecha Vidyarthi Hashtam Varjayet. 8 things a student is prohibited, he says. What is it? If a boy gets into lusty activities during the college days, then he loses his academics. He ruins his academics. Or if he becomes very angry, as I told you, he loses friendships. If he becomes unhealthy in comparison with other friends, then he cannot get a proper sleep. He will go around and asking, how much you have finished syllabus? How much syllabus you have finished? And he will go and causing tension to others, causing tension to himself. He won't study well. So compare yourself with whom? With yourself only. Compare yourself with yourself. You know those people who run athletic race, they carry a watch with them, stopwatch, and they see the timing. Earlier I ran 100 meters in 30 seconds. Now I'll run in 25 seconds or 20 seconds. Don't compare yourself with another person, because if he runs faster than you, you will get disheartened. You will get hopeless. So compare yourself with yourself. So he says, don't make unhealthy. See, unhealthy comparison means looking down at people and laughing at them, and looking at people above us and envying them. That is unhealthy. And healthy is what? People who are below you, help them. People who are above you, take help from them. Correct, no? That is healthy. And then he says, Kamam Krodham Lobham Cha. Swadu means, for eating out in a hotel, some students go 30 kilometers far away. Because they have a long tongue to eat. So he says, don't waste time going long distance for eating. Then he says, Shringar, going to a beauty parlor to increase one's beauty. Earlier there was only women beauty parlor, now there are men's beauty parlor also now. There are 24 types of hairstyles. Boys are keeping mustache style, hair style, French beard style, so many styles. So then a student wastes a lot of time in saloon. Don't waste, he's telling. Then he's saying, Swadu Shringara Kautuke means standing in the street and watching and commenting on the people passing by, going, coming. So, in this way, boys are commenting about the girls, girls are commenting about the boys. So, a lot of time goes away in that. Then he says, Atinidra, very famous one. You know what is Atinidra? As soon as there is some free time, what people do? Go to sleep, oversleep. And Atiseve means too much TV watching, 6 hours a day. Or one of my friends was playing cricket 2 days before the exam. And he asked me, hey, what are you doing? He said, my tension has increased, so I want to reduce tension now, so I am playing cricket now. He was playing all day, he was playing cricket. Is it the time to play cricket? So in this way, Chanakya says, control these 8 prohibitions, he is telling. Read the next line.
Manage your dog, both in habits, behavior, character and culture.
Yeah. Now at this point of time, all of you friends, based on what you have heard till now, if you want, you can write down or note in your mind certain habits which you have, which you might want to change. In case you have certain habits or certain character traits. Somebody says, I have a habit of lying, telling lies. So stop lying from today. Or somebody has a habit of being lazy. Then one can, like one boy was telling that, sir, every day afternoon, 2 to 4 I sleep. Then I asked, then how do you put attendance? He said, my friend puts for me. proxy. Yeah? So he said, I don't know how to get out of the sleep. The culprit is this fan, you know, which goes so fast in the afternoon. Then he asked him, who put on the fan? He said, I only put on. Huh? And why did you put on? Huh? You put on. Then I told him, take a blade and cut the wire leading to the fan. Huh? So when you put on the fan, it will not rotate. Huh? So we all have cultivated many habits which are not good for us. Huh? So we, like these habits which I read down from Chanakya, and from Upadeshamrita, Nectar of Instruction, you got some clue. So how many of you understand these habits which I told you till now? It's clear to you? Very simple. So of course it's very simple to understand, only restraining them, controlling them. Some of you may have something going on in your mind. Why I am telling you to control them? Huh? Some people say, just do it, just enjoy. Huh? Why to control the urge to speak? Okay, I some people are very proud of being angry man also. Huh? They think anger is a virtue, they think. Huh? Some people. Although many times they are rejected by other people. Huh? One reason I told you why you have to give up these urges is, these urges actually make you break relationships. Correct, no? Therefore I told you. But there is another reason. The successful people are those who restrain their lower natures. For example, when you send a kite up in the sky, if you want a kite to go sky high, you know, do you cut with a blade and leave the kite to go high, or you release with a spool? You know, you have a spool in the hand, you are holding control. Little by little, generally it goes up, up, up. In this way, you will find in life, all successful things have some restraint, you will see. Like singers, to be good singers, they don't eat ice cream at all. Because they want to maintain their throat. So they also have some restraint. Correct, no? Similarly, in the gas cylinder, there is a regulator. Correct, no? Similarly, in the road also, there is a traffic policeman to regulate the traffic. Imagine if somebody says, why to have a traffic policeman at all? No signals and no traffic policeman. What do you think will happen? Either there will be a jam or there will be accident. Correct, no? So, how many of you are able to appreciate the need for self-restraint? Raise a hand. Okay, more than half of you. Okay. How many of you feel, no sir, we are not convinced. There should be no restraint. Kisi ko bhi kuch bhi karne do. Anybody can do anything. Any of you feel like that? Raise a hand. Nobody? Okay, then you understand it very well. Thank you. Therefore, we all have to manage the way we speak, the way we act and behave, and our character. Character, I told you one example of character, integrity example I gave you just now. Read the fourth heading.
Conservation of your...
So, in third one, we learned one lesson in the third point. That means all our success comes from relationships with people and God, ultimately. But to preserve those relationships, we have to practice self-restraint or self-control. That much was the main point. You all captured that point? So if you control your mind and senses, then you can have relationships. And when you have relationships, you can get success. That is the point. That is the third point. And in the previous page, if you see, one aspect of smart work is, you should be a good planner and a doer and interactor. For interaction, you need good relationships. Correct, no? And then only you can interact. And for good relationship, next page I told you, you need to have self-restraint. That I told you. And for planning and doing well, how we will do that, we will come to that point eventually. I will explain more. Let's go to the fourth point. Yeah?
Conservation of your own energy levels is the foundation of smart work. Yeah. Top 2% leaders do smart work. Bottom 98% people do hard work. Hard work doesn't pay, smart work does. Your work has got two components. One, target or goal. Two, determine POA, which is plan of action.
Yeah. See, another example of smart work I'll tell you. You all know the story of tortoise and the hare. Just now I told you, rabbit and tortoise. So tortoise understood, first time the rabbit slept off. Correct, no? Therefore I could win. But after that rabbit told the tortoise, come, let's go for a race again. Do you think rabbit slept this time? Never. He kept awake. So second time, third time, fourth time, who won every time? Rabbit won. Therefore the tortoise learnt one lesson. That you know, those who are fast and consistent will always win. Slow and steady will not win. Although you all say the saying, slow and steady wins the race, we say, no? But for that, the rabbit has to sleep. Only then slow and steady can win. Otherwise, the fast and consistent will always win. You understood? Therefore, now, the rabbit, the tortoise sat down and thought, but if I have to win, I should do something unique, which has not been done till now. Then what the tortoise did, he made one target beyond the river. There was a river flowing. And foolishly, the rabbit also agreed. Now they started from a point. So up to the river, whom do you think reached first? Rabbit. Now the tortoise slowly, slowly reached the river. Now the rabbit was thinking, well, how am I going to go? The river seems to be passing on either side, a long distance. Can someone help me? Then tortoise jumped into the river and crossed and then attained the flag target. So, in this way, this is called situational leadership. What is situational leadership? You are a leader in certain aspects and not in other aspects. Like, how many of you here have a musical sense? Raise your hand. You have a musical sense. You understand musical sense? Now raise your hand. We have one. Okay, one, two, three. Okay, three of them have musical sense. Okay. How many of you have a extra mathematical acumen? You are very fond of mathematics. See, there is one. Okay. And how many of you have some ability in linguistic languages, different? You can speak more than three languages. Anybody here? See, there is one. There are two of them. You can speak. So, in this way, there are seven types of intelligences. Do you know? It's called Slim Bill. You write Slim Bill, I'll tell you what is what. Slim Bill means, S stands for spatial visual. S for spatial visual. And L for linguistic. I for interpersonal. Interpersonal means how you deal with other people. And M for mathematical logical. Mathematical logical. And B for bodily kinesthetic, which means some people have athletic type of body. They can play football, they can play volleyball, they can play cricket. They express themselves by movement of the body, bodily kinesthetic. And I for intrapersonal. Intra. First is interpersonal, this is intrapersonal. Which means good contemplators. They are good thinkers, intrapersonal. And last one, L is Slim Bill, no? Last one. I'll try to think. The earlier L is called linguistic. So what all I told you? Yes, what? Spatial visual means they have artistic mind. They appreciate the pictures. They have aesthetic appeal. Aesthetic appeal. So, S for that. And L for? Okay. The second L I told linguistic. The last L is logical. It's logical. Logic is not only in mathematical. Mathematical logic is different from logical. Logic in arguments. How many of you here are good debaters? You debate? Well, so we don't have much debaters here. So then you are logical. Logical thinkers. Okay. So, in this Slim Bill, seven types of intelligences, in whichever one you are expert at, that is, you are a situational leader in that area. Therefore, just like the tortoise, what was his area? What was he confident? Swimming in water. Who didn't know? Rabbit didn't know. Therefore, tortoise was shrewd. So, his planning was good. Only rabbit was only acting, doing. He thought, you know, target can be anywhere, I'll only do only one way. So he was doing without planning. If you are in rabbit's place, what you should do? As soon as tortoise sets the goal, you should say, I am not coming for the game. Why? Because I can't swim in water. So I will not come. Correct, no? So that means rabbit did not plan. Do you agree? But who planned? Tortoise. So he was intrapersonal. He was a good thinker. Therefore he said, I believe all of you are catching my English. Is it clear? Do you feel I am too fast or is it all right? How many of you are comfortable? Raise your hand. Okay. So now from the tortoise and rabbit you understood. The example of situational leader you understood. So every one of you sitting here, you are a situational leader actually. So if you identify what is your USP, we call it unique selling potential. which means in which area you are expert at, in that area if you work on, then there is a saying, if you love your work, you don't have to work for a day in your life. It is just like, for example, when I was a schoolboy, in my third standard, I first time heard the Vedic mantra. Hare Om Sahana Vavatu Sahanam Punaktu Sahavedyam Karavavahai Tejasvina Vadhitamastuma Vidvishavahai Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Oh, I was thrilled by hearing this first Vedic sound in my life. Immediately I went to the Gurukul teacher and said, sir, I want to join your school. You know, the children are learning here. I also, he said, why not? But you have to come with your father. He said. But when I asked my father said, no. Those are for poor Brahmin children, you see. You are a rich Brahmin. I am a millionaire. I will get some pujari to teach you at home. But you should become an engineer or a doctor, he said. Okay, so be it. Then I grew up, but then he purchased me many spiritual books. I was very keen. So what was my goal in life? I wanted to be a teacher of Bhagavad Gita, even in my school days. And I wanted to travel all over the world and reach out the message of Gita. So after I finished my MTech at IIT, I worked in Thermax for 3 years. Then I asked my father again, will you allow me now? I want to do this good work. Many students are ruining their character and they're getting into many bad habits and everything. So then my father permitted me. He was a good man, very broad-minded man. Now, ever since I found out my inner calling, now I don't have to work for a day in my life. Do you understand what I meant? If you know what is your inner calling or the work that you love to do, then you don't have to work for a day, which means work is not work for you, work is fun for you. You don't consider it as work at all. So that is another aspect of smart work. To identify one's USP, this is not mentioned here, You can note down if you want. Identify your unique potential. What is unique potential in you? That is some potential in you which naturally comes to you. Some of you, if you went in engineering line now, suddenly you realize that technical subject is difficult for you. But you like to manage, go to MBA. Correct, no? Then you are very cool-headed. In MBA you are comfortable because not too much techie. Or in case you went to one field, you can always switch over to another field. You understand what I am saying? Therefore, we have to think and plan always. So you understood USP, situational leadership, all that you understood. That's one aspect of smart work also. Unique potential is that potential in you which comes naturally to you, which you love to do, which others also appreciate, in which you progress light years ahead of others while others are way behind. That area is called USP for you. Is that clear to you? So in case you are able to identify, just like, you know, Einstein was in his school days, the teacher fired him from the school. Do you know that? But later on he went on to become a genius of the century. Is it not true? Because his heart was in research. Similarly, Bill Gates was sitting in the college, but in second year he pulled out of the college because he wanted to start the Microsoft company. So he understood where is his talent. So identify your talent how to go in that direction. See, that is called one aspect of smart work. Otherwise, sometimes you do a work which you don't like to do, so you do a half-hearted job. Neither are you happy nor boss is happy. Correct, no? So identify what is your inner core potential. Come to the fourth one. Read the below.
The primary focus of smart work is not the result, but the energy input. Achieving your objectives depends on input of energy. If input is less, the output cannot be more than that. In smart work, the focus is only on two things: how you save your energy, that are self, family, society, career, and good, conservation of your own energy levels, and how you spend that energy in accomplishing the goal.
This will require a little explanation. You see, the work content is same. The work content, for example, all of your students, say I assume two students studying in a college, same class, same books, same syllabus, same exam, same day also exam, everything is same. But two students give different type of performance. Do you agree? Correct, no? One student performs well, another student performs badly. And why is it so? Because here comes a great secret I am going to release now. See, in the next line, back office and front office is given, isn't it? Which means, what is back office? I'll tell you. Back office is when you are in your room, how you study, how you plan for the exam, how you prepare and do the work of study during the semester, and how you take the examination paper and write the best answers which you know well in the beginning and then go for the tough answers later. All this comes in planning. So the back office comes, the background work, and the front office means how you, what teach in front of the teacher in the class, how you behave, how you participate, how you earn a good name, and how you perform well in the in a Viva Voce or interview, or how you write the test in the examination. That is called front office. So in a company, the front office means showroom. If you see a showroom, they put a very beautiful showcase there, and there are salesmen and sales girls standing, they are smiling, they are giggling, they are shaking hands, they are wishing the people, and anybody who sees a showroom is ready to shell out the money. Correct, no? You will see that. But there is a back office. See, what is back office? The back office is, you know, how you spend your background time. Like some of you, how many of you study throughout the semester? Raise your hand, let us see how many. Amazing, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, amazing, wonderful. But we know that many students, when do they start studying, we all know very well. Generally towards the end of the semester. But you study from the beginning, you not only cram and vomit, but you also can, you know, learn the subject well. Correct, no? So the, in this way, how your performance in studies, and what is the relationship with teacher and the other fellow students. For example, if a student has a good relationship with teacher, the teacher is likely to release the secrets about the good books you can study, and what type of exams may, what type of questions may come in the exam. Similarly, if you have relationship with other fellow mates, say you know one of the topper in your class, you have a good relationship, you can go and ask, can you please tell me how I can improve in this subject. Correct, no? So that is back office work. Back office means what? You all understand what is back office? Collecting the good notes material, going and researching from the teacher, from the best students, finding out a good study place, and doing the study very well. All that comes in back office. And your performance in exam, performance in the class comes in front office. Now, what is the meaning of conserving energy? Self, family, society, career, God. 5 things are written there. How do you save your energy in the self? For example, the students who drink, who smoke, who, you know, who are actually watching internet all the time, are they conserving their time? They lose a lot of time. They lose a lot of health also. So another boy who is not doing these things will have more time. Do you agree? Correct, no? For example, if I don't smoke, if I don't drink, if I don't take drugs, if I don't spend too much time with internet, so I save time, I save money, I save health, I save energy. Do you agree? That's what is said here, conserving energy. Just like I told you in the beginning, one example. Every 1 hour you take 2 minutes break, then you can work for 5 hours. 5 hours minus 10 minutes. Another fellow worked 3 hours and 2 hours rest. Who is intelligent? The first one. He's a smart worker. Same way here also, to conserve energy, you know, you need to know your back office. In your back office, you cultivate good habits. For example, if you cultivate study habits, if you cultivate healthy habits, if you cultivate, like for example, each of the things that you do as a student, in Kaizen system we call it. Kaizen system means you can make small improvements. For example, say one of you here, I'm not talking about you, I'm telling one of you here, say sleeps 2 hours in the afternoon. And you, sometimes night between 10 to 2 you are awake, but then your book, more than one page you have not moved only. You are in the same page. Anybody had experience like that? Fan is on, light is on, and you go and tell your friends, I did night out. But what night out? My eyes are in one page only, because I am half asleep. So instead of studying like that, sleep well at night and study during the day. And also, smart worker means, you know, he doesn't waste time. The time is well spent. You take help from others. So in this way, the back office designing can be done by your planning, if you are a good planner, intelligent planner. So that's the way you can conserve yourself. And similarly, I have written family. How can you get the best advantage out of your family? For example, inside your family, if you don't have good relation with father or mother or brother or sister, even though you have quarreled with them and come back to college, in your mind you will be worrying about them. And in the worry time, enormous amount of time is lost in worry. You know that? People spend sometimes worrying. Some people even take sleeping pills also to get rid of the worry. So again, that is about family. Similarly, in society around you, in your career also, those who shine in career and get promoted and everything, they are people with very highly positive attitudes. And similarly with God, relationship with God also. Actually, I told you about the hyperactivity of the mind. Monkey is an example for hyperactivity. Monkey. But in this world, all the monkeys are hyperactive except one monkey. Anybody can guess which is that monkey? Who said that? I didn't ask you. You're a devotee, no? You chant 16 rounds? You chant rounds? You don't chant. You have a tilak, I saw it. You chant how many rounds? 4 rounds, yeah. But this question is only for the newcomers. My request to Swarna Gaurai Prabhu, you tell all the devotee students, nobody should answer. This question is only for those who come first time today. By answering the question, you have deprived them of the opportunity to think. Because we are talking about thinking today, correct, no? First think, then act. When you get tired, make friendship. These 3 things I told you. So, Hanuman is the monkey who doesn't become hyperactive because he is calm. Why is he calm? Because he is chanting Ram Nam. He is always calm. You can see that. Similarly, we can also calm our mind. Because your mind is calm, a lot of our time is saved. Now let us go further ahead. Go ahead. Behind the front office.
Behind the front office is the extremely smooth running of back office. How are the members working with Ananda? Irritation. All that energy that may be lost in fighting with each other should be conserved and spent for front office. All that energy that is wasted in power systems, interpersonal systems, example, if you are a student, are you steady? Are you highly efficient? Teacher only will see how you study or perform the test. If you are working, how efficiently you organize your work table, back office is the backbone. It should be extremely smooth in running to conserve energy. Otherwise, a lot of energy is wasted in
conference. Okay. So, there are 2 things in the back office, if you really observed it well. One is the systems, another one is relationship. These 2 only. And now, any of you can tell me, I already have spoken it. You are all students now. So, what are the system changes you can make in the back office? Tell me, any of you, where the mic is available. 2 things you can do. Relationship changes you can make and system changes you can make. Tell me something about back office for a student. What are the systems change you can make in order to be an efficient student? Many things you can do if you think. Say for example, I am staying far away from the college. To save time, what I can do? I can stay right next to college. I can do that. Correct, no? Then I save my time. Every day, for example, 1 hour I am coming, 1 hour I am going back. So out of 2 hours now, I stay 5 minutes distance. I save about almost 1 hour 45 minutes. So is it not a system change? So any more changes you tell me quickly, I should get 10 answers from you. What all system changes you can make in the back office as a student? What will you do individually? Anything else? See, only if you think, then only you can act. Then when you act, then you can do smart work. Correct, no? So thinking is a very vital aspect. See, when I say system, don't get bogged up by the word system. System means the things that you need to change in order to be a more efficient student. See, front office talks about your performance in the exam. Teacher only sees that. But back office is your preparation for it. Correct, no? I told you many things. If you start preparing from the beginning of the semester up to the end, you get more time to study well. Correct, no? Some students, what they do? They study a little bit, and then the teacher goes ahead in syllabus. They don't catch up. Because of that, you know what happens? The classroom time becomes a waste of time. Because you don't exactly understand what the teacher is teaching. How many of you understand this point, what I am saying? Correct, no? So instead, what a student can do, you study every day and then catch up with the teacher. Then you can understand subject very well. So this is also in systems, changing the system. Do you understand? Like this, give me more ideas as a student. Improve sleeping habits. Very good. You need only 6 hours sleep. Do you know that? We all need only 6 hours. If you sleep well at night, say 10 o'clock you sleep, 4 o'clock you get up. Early morning you can memorize theorems very easily. Huh? So you can manage your sleeping habit. What else you can do? Anybody else? Yeah. Okay, in case you don't, you are unable to come up with new ideas, tell some of the ones which I quoted as a part of my talk, if you remember. Unnecessarily not. There is some new disease coming up called as internet disease now. I went to Infosys Hyderabad. They have made a hospital. They said that this hospital is only for software diseases. They are saying. Yeah, one of that is addiction to internet. So much addiction that your hand automatically goes to internet and browses and you are unable to get out of it. And they have some special treatment for that. What else? Any other system change you can make? Prioritizing? Yes. Prioritizing the work. You should know, you know, how to study in a way that you'll cover the syllabus. Correct? Now, otherwise you'll be stuck in 20-30%, you'll finish and everything will be pending. Prioritizing work, okay? What else you can do? Choosing our friend circle. Very good. You can choose your friend circle. That's in your hand only. Correct, no? See, some friends are teaching you bad habits, smoking, drinking. So you keep a little distance away from it. And some friends are giving you their beautiful notes, they are toppers, they are intelligent, they are ahead of you. You associate with them, you learn to grow. Correct, no? So that is also in systems, improving our system. Very good. Anything else? What new thing you can do? Think creatively. See, thinking creative means, if you take 8 number, you know, you cut it in the middle, you get 2 zeros. Cut it vertically, you get a E and a 3. Put the E down, you get a W, isn't it? Put that right 3, you put it down, you get again a W, isn't it? Put it the other way, you get M. So all this you should think without writing down and seeing. That's called creativity, correct? No? Creativity means to be able to imagine in the mind. Similarly, one should think about how to make the back office stronger. So in back office, 2 things are there: relationships and systems only. Improve systems, improve relationship, you will be a smart worker. This is one aspect of smart work. Okay, in relationship front, what all you will do? You can tell me. System front, I asked you. In relationship front, what all you will do? In relationship direction. I told you a few things. You remember? Anybody? I hope I am not hasting the topic. You understand? Because if you understand it, your life won't be the same. You will improve drastically. You will improve logarithmically. 1, 10, 100,000, 10,000, like that you will go. If you can think. See, you all do it already. Like you take the previous year's university question paper and see, and you get an idea what questions may come this year. How many of you do that? You do that. That is also in systems only. Correct? No? That's one of the things which people do it. And sometimes whatever questions you predict, they come also. The exam, isn't it? Yeah. Another thing you can do is learning fast reading. You know fast reading? There are some techniques of fast reading. You can read diagonally like this, very fast. So you can gulp a book with 100 pages in half an hour, you can finish. There are people like that who read very, very fast. There are many things you can add in systems. Similarly, your relationship with others is improved by how? Can you tell me, based on what I spoke to you, how can you improve your relationship with other people? Your interpersonal dealing with others, how can you improve? Take the mic. Anybody wants the mic? I already spoke about it. You have a clue already. I told many things.
Managing your emotions.
Very good. Give him an applause. Brilliant answer. Managing our emotions. By managing our emotion, we can be careful in dealing with others and we will never lose our friendship. Very good. Yeah. So now come to page number 3. How can I have a calm, clear and creative thinking? Please read below.
Self-management situations in our everyday life.
See, I have given you 5 situations here. Why we all get upset in our life. Okay?
Against your opinion, someone doesn't agree with your views and opposes or criticizes them. Broken promises. Someone did not keep his promise.
Then you become angry, correct? No? Yeah.
Cheating. Somebody cheated you with respect to money, supply of goods, quality of goods. Didn't bother about your convenience, needs and problems. Expectations unfulfilled. People around you, juniors or subordinates, don't behave or give desired results.
Yeah. So, these are 5 situations I have given you. How many of you agree that if you were put in one of these 5, you will get upset? Correct, no? Achha, many don't seem to get upset. You won't be upset? If somebody cheats you, yeah. Somebody doesn't bother about you and somebody doesn't fulfill expectation. Somebody opposes your opinion. We all get upset. See, once Gandhi happened to be on a ship deck sitting, and one British officer saw Gandhi. Arey, this fellow is not even wearing any shirt. Just wearing angavastra and a dhoti with a specs. Gandhi was doing some writing work. So this man saw, he wanted to make Gandhi angry. You know what he did? He took some pages and drew Gandhi looking like a monkey. And then he took a pin and put a pin in those 3-4 pages. And he got down and came to Gandhi and said, "Please see, I am giving you something very valuable. Keep it with you, okay?" Like that he said, and then he went up. And then, after some time, he saw Gandhi didn't become angry. So he was surprised, what happened? So he came down and asked Gandhi, "I gave you something, some papers, where is it?" And Gandhi just showed the dustbin. So now this man became angry. He said, "Oh, you threw it in the dustbin? I told you that I am giving you something valuable. Why you didn't keep it?" So and Gandhi opened his purse and showed the pin. "I found something valuable, I kept it." So like that Gandhi said, with a very cool head. And the man was stunned seeing this. So how many of you wish you could have a cool head like that? Correct, no? See, Gandhi, how intelligent he is, like Anna Pakshi. He took the pin and kept it with him. And the paper, he saw that this fellow has teased me, making me look like a monkey. So he didn't care about it. Like we say, you know, the dogs bark and the caravan goes on. He just threw it in and then he was doing his work very peacefully. So that is the type of life you can lead with calm, clear, creative thinking, provided you learn what you are going to tell you now, just now. Know your personality type. Read that.
Know your personality type. Cow, mode of goodness.
See, cow is in mode of goodness, tiger is in mode of passion, jackal is in mode of ignorance. And I have given some symptoms there of each. Now try to think of these 3 animals. How many of you have seen a gir guy? You know gir guy, big guy from Gujarat. You have seen that huge cow? So it's a very simple animal. Even if you touch the neck of the cow, pat on the body, it will just remain as it is. It is non-aggressive animal. Very mild. How many of you have touched a cow? Yeah. You have seen cow is a mild animal? You have seen that? Cow gives milk. And she sits in one place, just eats. Very mild animal. If you see the cow, read that further.
Eats only fresh vegetarian food, grass, large, strong and gentle. Knows to walk well with humans. Similarly, leaders in goodness are interdependent. They can make friends with other similar intelligent people like them and walk well with them. 5 Pandavas made allies with many other virtuous kings who assisted them in battle because they were team players and team leaders.
See, the Pandavas, they all were cooperative with each other because Lord Krishna was guiding them. But the Kauravas, you know, Karna said, "If Bhishma will be fighting, I will not fight." He said, "When Bhishma gets down, I will fight." And Bhishma had a problem with Shakuni. Karna had a problem with Shakuni also. So they all had internal collision, fight. Therefore, they lost the war. But therefore, they were in passion. Tiger is in mode of passion. You say, read about the tiger.
King kills and eats flesh of other animals, fears aggressive nature, very restless. Example, Karna Bhishma, Bhishma Shakuni, Duryodhana Vidura had problems in mutual dependence because they were not team players but individual performers.
You understand? Like, you know, if you put a tiger and a human being in the same room, either the tiger will eat the man or man will shoot the tiger. Correct, no? They can't work together. Similarly, some people, you can ask yourself, are you a team player or an individual player? Individual players don't like to work with others. In case you give them a team of 10 people, they will tell all the 10 people, you relax, I will do the work. And they will do all the work and baki log will ask, humko kya karne ka? Sirf taali bajane ka bas. Just clap hands, that's all. They will do everything themselves. And they want the credit also of everything. They are very aggressive. They are very greedy. They are very angry. They make snap decisions. That kind of nature is passion. Goodness means they can get along well with others, work with others. Yeah. And jackal?
Each leftover of tiger, lion, no endeavor, tends to be fearful, lazy animals, nocturnal.
Nocturnal means night, awake at night, yeah.
Shuns daylight. Similarly, eagles in ignorance, awake day and night, survive on others like parasites without their personal endeavor, and always insecure, considering their resources to be others' failure and vice versa.
Yeah, a person in mode of ignorance means he is always depressed, he is very hopeless, he is indecisive, he is insecure, he is very lazy, he always postpones things. And he sleeps too much, slow to do things. These are all mode of ignorance. All of you, are you getting some idea of goodness, passion, ignorance? Now below you read further. A person in mode of goodness has sukham and jnanam.
One in mode of goodness has sukham, which is peaceful and happy, and jnanam, that is knowledge. Thus, one can see, hear, taste things in the right position. Sattva or goodness lends itself towards calm, clear, creative thinking, a state of mind that allows one to find effective solutions to life problems. Such a leader is cool-headed, expert in decision-making, can listen well, cheerful, friendly, compassionate, helpful, always in a learning and improving mood, can accept criticism and praises without getting disturbed, responsible, aligned with the word of God, clean in habits, and etc.
Yeah. So now you understood? Like, these are cow-like people. Very soft-natured, well-behaved, humble, tolerant, you know, cooperative, friendly, cheerful, compassionate. All the good qualities they have. So when I am talking about goodness, you should remember the cow example. And there are humans also like that. You have seen people like this, correct? You have seen people. Then let us talk about a person in passion. Yes?
One in more passion is Sangha. Attached to seeing and showing glamour to his imagined enemies, and Krishna, too greedy, short-sighted and poor ambitious in chasing after short-term goals without balance in life, due to which he may climb on others' heads to achieve his own selfish goals.
Yeah, like for example, a man sometimes works in a company till night, 10 o'clock or 12 o'clock, his wife and children are at home, he doesn't give time, because for him money becomes more important than relationships. For this kind of people. Or sometimes a college boy, he is a poor boy, but he gets a car on rent, big car, and he gets a blazers on rent, and then he is wearing the blazers and going in the car, zoom, whether he comes, and all the girls are thinking, such a rich boy, but it's a borrowed car, because he likes to show off glamour, glitter and glamour. Those who like to see glamour and show glamour, that is a person in passion. Yeah.
He's a workaholic and suddenly wakes up to see himself at the edge of burnout. He is envious, competitive, hasty snap decision maker, selfish, money-minded, and attached to opposite sex.
Yeah, this is a person in passion. So you all are getting a picture? What type of person, a passionate person is, goodness person is. Last one.
One in ignorance is Nidra, Alasya, Brahma.
These three are the qualities. He oversleeps, is lazy, and mad. So oversleeping you all understand, and is lazy also you understand. Mad means what? He takes intoxicants like smoking, drinking, drugs and all that. That makes him mad, yeah. Yes.
He indulges in drinking, smoking, drug addiction, and considers it great happiness. Thus he is mad. He is lazy and postpones all his plans. He sleeps off and does not execute anything as per plan. He is depressed, lonely, hopeless, confused, panicky, insecure, fearful, and dependent on others for his happiness. Even though he has the capacity to work, he makes no endeavor.
You understand? He doesn't plan, he doesn't endeavor, and he doesn't have any friends also. He may have friends who are all doing all nonsense. So in this way, the person in mode of ignorance is minus, minus, minus. That kind of thing, if you see. Whereas the person in passion is what? In the planning and doing and interacting. Person in passion will get which one? Which one he will get? He will get minus, 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 or minus, minus, plus. What he will get? A person in passion. You understood that? You remember? Planning, doing, interacting. So person in passion may get what type of? Plus? Oh, he's a very hard worker. This person in passion is like a tiger or like a lion. He chases,
Plus, plus, minus.
So he's saying plus, plus, minus. He may plan, but it is mentioned that he's a snap decision maker. That means he doesn't plan well. So he is minus, plus, minus. How many of you understood this? Minus, plus, minus, you understand? A person in passion. And person in ignorance may be minus, minus, minus. And person in goodness? A person in goodness actually plans very well. And he may also be executing, and he may also have friendship. So plus, plus, plus. Likely to get correct, no? So you are able to compare this cow and tiger and jackal to these three gunas of human beings. You are able to compare? And now see that picture there. I have given the personality type there. S, R and T is given. Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. Sattva guna, Rajoguna means passion. Tamoguna means ignorance. Okay? In that picture, where does the leader come? Find out. You know where the leader is? Today we are talking about bring out the leader in you. Where is the leader? You know where the leader is? Find out from the picture. Is leader in sattva or rajas or tamas or what is it? Who has found out? Sattva? If somebody in sattva guna, are they leader? Think about it. See, a person in sattva guna is noble, man of perfection, love and compassion. Is an enlightened soul, somebody in sattva guna. Where is the leader? Yes? Assertive? Yeah, correct. Assertive stands for principles and values. That means, what is the leader's personality makeup composed of? You have to tell me. What is it composed of? It's a very simple mathematics. You have Venn diagram here. Sattva? Rajas, give an applause to him. He said that a leader is composed of sattva and raja. See, in the Vedic times, the kings were called Raja Rishi. How many of you heard the word Raja Rishi? Raise your hand. You heard the word Raja Rishi? You know the word Raja Rishi? Raja means king, Rishi means saint. So if a king is guided by a saint, then he can be a noble leader. I mean, he can be a very powerful leader. Like Chandragupta Maurya was guided by whom? Chanakya, correct. Give an applause for her. Yes. And Shivaji Maharaj, anybody knows? He was guided by whom? He was guided by Samartha Ramdas. Ashoka was guided by Buddha. So every king you will find, like Dasharatha is guided by Vasishtha. You will see like that. So Vasishtha is a goodness and Dasharatha Raja is in passion. So when you combine passion and goodness, you get a leader. That is, in this way, why the combination is required? People in passion, they are like a flood. But people in goodness are like a dam. They put a dam around. And then the dam can be utilized very well. So you have to come. So people in goodness teach you self-restraint. People in passion want to act without control. Correct, no? But when you combine these two, then one can become a leader. Okay, now situation I will give you to check with you how much you have understood these three things. Goodness, passion, ignorance, okay? You all know the story of the monkeys in the forest. Which one? One businessman was carrying a tokri full of caps, the basket full of caps. You know, he kept it under the tree and all the monkeys took it away. You know the story? Monkeys took it away. So the man was sleeping. So when he got up and he looked up in the tree, he saw all the monkeys wearing one cap, you know. So if that man was in ignorance, mode of ignorance, what he would have done? Tell me. He was in mode of ignorance, for example. Tamaguna. What he would have done? That you have to tell me. Because I am just checking how much you have understood. I am checking. Okay, he wouldn't have cared. Then what he will do? He will just sleep, go to sleep again. You can see, if you want, you can see your notes. Look at the one in ignorance. So goodness, passion, ignorance is given. Go through the ignorance one and find out the answer.
He would not think about getting caps again.
He won't make any plan at all. Neither will he do plan nor will he do any action. Then what he will do? He will do something, right? That's what you want to know. Read it and find out. Yeah? He's very lazy to get the caps. Oh, monkeys have taken away all my caps. How can I get? Okay, now let me assume that I'm not going to get them back. So he may go home. What else he may do? Anybody else? Yeah? Panic. Correct. Panicky means become afraid, become worried. He may cry also. So he may take the basket and put on his head and go back home and tell wife, "No, today I became bondi today. I lost all the business. Monkeys took away the caps." He is one in ignorance. Okay, one in passion, what he will do? One in mode of passion, rajoguna. What he will do?
He'll just go after the monkeys.
Okay, he says he'll run after the monkeys. Maybe he'll climb the tree to ask them, give it back or something.
He won't really plan.
Yeah, he may plan not fully. Semi-plan he may make because he's a snap decision maker. Okay, monkeys have taken away my caps. I have to get it back somehow. So what all he is likely to do? Any of you? He makes very quick action he does. He doesn't think much. What he will do? So one action he said is he will climb up the tree trying to catch the monkey and get the cap back, but multiple monkeys have taken the caps, so you can't get them all back like that. Throw stones. Yes, he may throw stones at them or he may take a stick or something and wave it. Do you think the monkeys will give back the caps? They would jump to neighborhood trees, go far away, they will go, all caps will be lost. So person in passion also cannot get the caps back. In goodness, what he will do? Sattvagunic person. Any of you? See, you all have to think, because if you think, just like he gave a brilliant answer now that he will throw stones, similarly you should think, if you are in sattvaguna, what action will you take? Because you will think well. Yeah? Oh, she is telling that maybe he will buy some bananas and throw to monkeys, and then the monkeys will eat the bananas and they will release the caps. Very likely. That's very... My Guru Maharaj told me once that his father had come to Vrindavan. So his father kept the specs to wash his face, but monkey came and took the specs away. So then he did exactly what you said just now. He called the monkey by showing the banana, and the monkey came near. You know, as soon as the banana was given, the monkey dropped the specs and it picked up this thing. So it's likely, but in that case it was spectacles, but here it is cap. Monkey can wear the cap and eat banana also. You know, isn't it? So how is the cap going to come off the head of the monkey?
Analyze monkey's behavior.
Okay, he's saying analyze monkey's behavior. He's coming very close to answer. What else?
Cap again.
Yeah, cap? Yeah.
Yeah.
She got it. Give her an applause. You all know this? I think she said correctly that he understood the behavior of the monkeys, what he was telling about. Their behavior is what? Whatever man does, they copy. That's what he said. Correct. So then he took his cap and put it in the basket. Then all the monkeys, what they did? They took off their caps and they put it. Then he got all the caps back. Don't you think he's very intelligent? So therefore, one has to act in goodness to act, to do smart work. Without, because people in goodness, they think very creatively. So like she said, creative thinking. Because he came very close to answer and she gave the correct answer. So he analyzed the behavior of the monkeys. And then he exactly knew what to do. Okay, one more question I'll ask all of you. Say, you all have gone to a cinema theater and 1,000 people are watching a movie. And suddenly, see, there are only two doors. One door this side, one door. Now the doors are closed, the exit symbol is put up. And the movie is going on. Suddenly there is a blackout in the movie screen. And somewhere the fire has broken out. And you are finding the electric wire is catching fire. Like that it is going. This side and this side. And 1,000 people are inside and only two doors are open. And everybody is screaming, shouting, smoke is coming, people are afraid. They want to get out. But 1,000 people cannot get out from those two doors. Some people have to die. In that situation, what you will do? This is a question to all of you. So now you yourself think about how you will act. Say somebody is in tamaguna or ignorance, how you will act? Yeah? Fire?
Firefighting.
You will do firefighting?
Rush to the nearest door.
Rush to the nearest door. No, there are only two doors only. And you are sitting here. Now you want to rush to door, but everybody is rushing to door. She is saying that he will think of saving only himself. And that is actually a person in passion. A person in passion is very selfish. He only thinks of himself. But what will a person in ignorance do? He will panic, he will cry, he may faint also. Correct, no? He may think, "Main abhi gaya main, I am finished now." And he will faint and he will be unconscious on the ground. Somebody has to sprinkle water and wake him up. A person in passion, what he will do? He makes snap decisions. Correct, no? What he will do? Rajaguna, person in Rajaguna. See, if you learn these things, then you will know how to act in your life also. It will be very helpful for you to be a smart worker. What will a person in passion do? If you want, you can read and find out. One in mode of passion. You only have to tell the answer. Why I am telling you? See, such things are possible in this world, no? You went to see a cinema movie, suddenly there is a fire breakout. If you don't know the answer, you will die. Therefore, you have to know the answer. You have to find out some answer. What will a person in passion do? Rajaguna person. He said he will be fighting with others to God, which means he will try to rush to door. If the door there is a big crowd, he will climb on the shoulder and hit off people and jump outside. Because this is his passion. He doesn't care for others. My life should be saved. Only me. He doesn't care for others at all. So that is a person in passion. And what, in case, let me assume that you all are in mode of goodness, sattva-guna. What will you do if you are in the theater? Acha, you will tell others to escape and you will die or what? See, there are only two doors I told you. One door here and 1,000 people inside. What is that? Give the mic to him. Yeah, what is that?
Break the wall.
Oh, bring?
Break the wall.
Achha, break the wall. But how will you break? You don't have any... But what equipment do you have to break the wall?
Chairs.
Chairs? It's a good joke. See, you can take chairs and break the wall. You can't break the wall. You know? Of course, your idea is good. If I can have something to break the wall, it will be very good. But you can't break the wall. It's a very strong wall. Anybody else?
Call the executives.
Call the executives, he's saying. Do you have that phone number with you? Then what will you do? Anybody else? You have to have some idea. Because imagine if such a thing happens in your life, in a real life. You have to have some solution. Yeah? He is saying fire alarm can be given. Who will give it?
In the theater hall.
Yeah. No, our theater people also will give fire alarm. They will put the alarm. They will do something. But you, what can you do, I am asking? They let them do something. What will you do? How will you put off the fire? She is saying that we will try to put off the fire. Good idea. But how will you put off? See, there are fire extinguishers kept inside the theater. Only thing is, none of us know how to use it. You know that the triangular thing kept. You may pick it up in the hand, but you don't know how to operate it. What to do? What can be done? Yeah? Yeah? Give the mic to her.
How to use it,
data,
like analyzing it,
we can... Oh, that is a good idea. You can go to Google search and say, no, you can say in a fire extinguisher, but in fire extinguisher there are many types also. You have to find out whether this type is available and then they will tell how to put it off. I don't know how much time it will take, I don't know. Anybody else has any other idea? There is one very powerful idea which I will be releasing the answer now. If none of you say it, I have one answer. Okay, nobody released. I will tell you the answer. You should immediately call your parents and tell them that I am caught up in a big fire in the theater. Mostly I may not return back. Mostly I may die. But if you want to see me alive, call the fire brigade people. Immediately. And this is the theater name. Theater name everybody knows generally in any city. You tell your parents, because parents are your great well-wishers. And you don't have to worry. Once you tell them, they will find out fire brigade and they will send. One girl was telling in NIT, Surat, when I had gone in the class, she said that nowadays in your smartphone, you have fire brigade number also. All the emergency numbers are given there. She was telling, it's very easy to locate, she said. We can directly call the fire brigade. But fire brigade people may not take you very seriously sometimes. So you can do two things. First call parents, then call fire brigade. So two way you have done. So by the, very quickly the nearest fire brigade, they will send the vehicle, and as our friend was suggesting, breaking the wall, they may do that also from outside. Somebody may break the wall and fire brigade will put the water torch, and all that will happen. But good number of people will be saved. So how many of you think it's a good idea, calling the parents? Correct, no? See, one good thing is, everybody has a mobile nowadays. Almost like having a chapel, you know? Everybody has a mobile. So you can use the mobile to save yourself. Do you think it's a thoughtful plan? Do you agree? How many of you think it's a very thoughtful plan? It's a very thoughtful idea, yeah. So therefore, dear friends, we have to think before we act. Go to the last page, fourth page. Read it quickly. We are coming to conclusion now.
More of human behavior. Now, is it in our hands whether we want to be leaders in any one of these modes? Or every one of us is like a programmed robot who functions according to our past life conditionings, upbringing in childhood, our past group or bad association, etc. Do we have freedom to decide how we want to act? This question is the very essence of the proactive behavior. Lord Sri Krishna addresses this question in Bhagavad Gita. One who is used to behaving in ignorance may ask, if main power of conditioning is tremendous, do I have any control over it? Do I have any chance to become better? The answer according to Bhagavad Gita is fortunately yes.
That means, say for example, I am not going to ask all of you, but in case some of you feel that I am very lazy, I am very crazy, I am mad, I take intoxicants and all that. That means I am in Tamaguna, for example. So I want to promote myself from Tamaguna. See, Tamaguna people are lazy, Rajaguna people are active, but in the wrong direction. No? But Satoguna people are relaxed alertness they have. They are alert also and relaxed also. No? So I want to promote myself from Tamaguna to Rajaguna, Rajaguna to Satoguna. Is it possible that I can have a change of mode? You can have a question. And Krishna says it's possible. How? He's telling a shloka. Raga dvesha vimuktaistu vishayanindra yaischaran atma bashyair vidhe atma prasadamadi gachati. He's telling that two things we have to do. Attachment to wrong things and aversion for the right things. That we should give up. If we do that, then you can change from one mode to another, he says. Now, what are the wrong things we are attached to? For example, somebody thinks now college is beginning just now, let me play, you know, month after month we keep playing without studying. Because mind thinks it's fun to play and watch TV. But then an exam comes, we suffer. Therefore, in case you are ready to follow this shloka, which means he says, give up attachment to playing and give up the aversion for studying. Do you agree? We have aversion for studying, but you have to study. You have attachment for playing, you have to give up that attachment. If you do like that. Similarly, some of us have some bad habits to which we are attached to. So we have to give up those bad habits, he says. And what are they? Very plainly it's given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Wrong things to avoid and right things to do. Below I have given, if you see. You can remember the gimme formula. Gimme stands for gambling, intoxication, meat eating and illicit sex. Four things are mentioned there. Why gambling? Because gambling means big money or no money. Therefore we get tense in the mind. So we should not gamble and earn money. And intoxication means smoking, drinking, drugs, liquor and all these things one should give up. Because why? When you smoke a cigarette, you know, it gives you a kick like this. You feel very brisk. Then it brings you down, 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 not here but to negative axis. Again you smoke one more to get kick, then you get again one more kick. Then brings you down, down, even more below. So the more it brings you to negative axis, people become chain smokers. They smoke 4-5 packets a day. They get ruined completely. Similarly, drinking also. We lose balance, we lose control. So one should not take any intoxicants. Intoxicants are all deadly for the body. I saw one picture of a boy taking tobacco and putting in the mouth. So the full mouth becomes filled with ulcers. None of this is good actually. You will find in this kind of things, they are actually health hazardous and they also spoil your time also, correct, no? And you have to spend a lot of money also. So, gambling, intoxication, meat eating. Why meat eating? Some of you may be eating meat. You may have a big question mark. Why we can't eat meat? Let us not talk shastrically, let us talk scientifically. Our human intestine is only this much long. I mean, not human intestine, tiger's intestine. Whereas human's intestine is 30 feet long. So when the meat goes through 30 feet long intestine, it due to blockage, it causes some cancer, some certain type of deadly diseases. Another thing is human gastric juice is very dilute, whereas tiger's gastric juice, even in this intestine, it is 20 times more concentrated, if you see. Similarly, see the human teeth, they are made for, you can pounce on a carrot and eat, you can pounce on a beetroot and eat, you can pounce on a cucumber and eat, can you pounce on a deer and eat it? You can't eat it. You have to get a deer, cut it and then cook and eat, correct, no? Therefore, our human teeth is meant for vegetables, cereals and everything. Whereas if you see animals like tiger, it pounces on a deer and eats it, just like you pounce on a carrot, correct, no? And also, one last important reason I'll tell you why you should not eat meat. One day, when I was a school boy, big pig came, along with some 10-12 children. Children means small piglets, and they were all running. So me and my 7-8 friends, you know, we all took a stick behind and started chasing the pig, and the pig was running away. As the pig was running away, we were all chasing and running. But it went to the garden. After 15 houses, there is a garden. Then the door was closed. It was a dead end. The lane gets closed there. Now the pig became afraid. Where else will I run? So he took a U-turn and started running behind us. Now the pig was showing the teeth also. He like that, he showed the teeth. Then we started running away. The opposite direction. So initially the pig was undergoing flight and now he was doing fight. So you all have heard of this fight and flight? Similarly, when you take a knife or something and lift it to kill an animal, what does animal do? Flight. First he tries to escape. But then when you hit the neck and cut it, then it tries to fight back. So fight and flight both are there. And during which time doctors say that it secretes innumerable quantity of adrenaline, they call it. You know adrenaline? Adrenaline is actually a bad hormone which actually blocks our blood vessels and increases blood pressure, causes heart attacks and other things. So when you eat the animal, you are eating a product of violence and fear. You know, now animal becomes it's fighting, so violence is in which guna? Satguna, rajaguna, tamaguna, which one? Violence? Which guna, which is the mode? Find out, see your notes. Violent behavior or fighting behavior is in which guna? Which one? Passion. It's in mode of passion, correct. So it's in passion. And flight. Flight means fearing and running away. That is in which guna? Which one? Tamoguna, correct. It's a mode of ignorance. That means by eating animal meat, we get both tamoguna and rajoguna. Is it wanted? These two are not good for us. But we are actually supposed to increase our sattva. Right now sattva is very less. That increase it. But if you eat vegetables, fruits, cereals, milk, all these things, it increases this thing, sattva. Therefore, an eye for illicit sex. What is illicit sex? Sex before marriage and sex outside marriage. So what is the problem? Somebody may say, what is the problem, sex before marriage? Actually, without marriage, if somebody indulges freely, like in America for example, anybody can indulge with anybody, they can get sexually transmitted diseases. There are 25 diseases, STD they call it. And another thing, if one doesn't marry and one has sex and then one changes partners, then you will find that, you know, over a period of time, by changing multiple partners, one, like in America they say, morning when you go to company, you are not sure whether the job will be there. In the evening when you come back, you don't know whether wife will be there at home, when they return in the evening. So that's the situation there. Do you think there will be emotional stability in such families? So therefore, mother and father actually know whom should you get married to, and properly they will settle you. One should respect the parents' opinion and not just independently act. And also illicit sex leads to lack of focus in your academics also. Like I've seen many boys, girls, I've seen in the first year if they get into illicit connections with opposite sex, then all the time they are thinking of it. When they open the book also, they are seeing that member of the opposite sex. They forget the studies. And I remember one boy in NIT, one of the NITs, he was a topper in the first year. Second, third, fourth year he was failing in so many subjects. That girl passed out and went abroad. And this fellow, after 7 years, he got an NFT. You know what is NFT? Not fit for technical education. Although he was a topper in first year. So therefore, one should give up these four things. And what are the right things to do? Very easy. A, B, C, D, E. See that? A for association. That means keep company with saintly people, godly people. See, two parrots were sold in the market. They were brother parrots. One parrot sold to a king, another parrot sold to a butcher. So one sadhu was watching it. So when he watched it, in the butcher shop, the parrot was sitting here. He was shouting, you know, catch him, kill him, cut him, like that he was speaking. When he went to the king's palace, that parrot was speaking very sweetly. My dear king, please take your seat, drink some water. King has gone for a stroll. He'll come back. Very sweetly he spoke. So he asked, why? You know, you are speaking so nicely and your brother is speaking so badly. He said, it's all association. In king's palace, many saints come. Whereas here, you know, in the butcher shop, every day he is hearing, pakado, maro, kato. That's what he is hearing. So according to your association, you get activities. And then books like Bhagavad Gita, Mahabharata, Ramayana, we should read them and learn good things. Like today, you all learned many good things today. And see, for chanting, like we have a mala in which we chant. I told you Hanuman also chants Ram Nam. Similarly we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then every morning we chant one mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. 108 times to chant like this takes you 10 minutes only. And you can chant any time of the day, morning, afternoon, night, any time. So do you think 10 minutes is a big deal in a day? Try for 1 week. If you don't have mala with you, you can chant in finger. Like Gayatri, we chant 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So when you are chanting like this 10 times, so after 10 is over, you do like this. Another 10. How many are over? 50 are over. Then another 10 you do, release them one by one. How many will be over? 100. And then chant 8 more up to this. Totally you completed how many? 108. It takes you 10 minutes only. So please repeat the mantra. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Now two lines we will say. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now we will tell the entire first line. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now amongst you, who can tell the full mantra now? Any of you? Take the mic.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Very good. Give him an applause. He immediately landed. Huh? Anybody else want to try? Any of you? So he learned fully. Others are a little hesitant. But you can easily catch it. It's not a very difficult mantra. So if you chant, see the word man means mind. Tra means free. Man, tra means what? That which frees the mind. It makes your mind free. There is no more tension, no more worry by chanting. That is C. And D for diet. Now there is prasad for all of them. There is a prasad. So that is diet now. Diet actually is sanctified karma-free diet. That food which is offered to God with love and devotion, that is a sanctified karma-free diet. It is free from all bad karma. So prasadam we call it. By eating prasad, our mind becomes, chitta becomes purified. Ahar shuddhav, sattva shuddhi. Mind becomes purified. Lastly, E is environment. Like here, we have this beautiful temple. We have programs for the children, programs for the married people, program for the girls, programs for the boys. We have program for senior citizens. And regularly going on, you can stand up, Suvarna Gaurahari Prabhu. He is locally situated here. His name is Suvarna Gaurahari Prabhu. And he lives here and he speaks Kannada also. You are from which place in Karnataka? Which one? North Karnataka. Okay, he's from North Karnataka, but now he's settled in this temple. He's available, and along with him there are many students here. All of you other chanting students, stand up. Those other students were all, you are also chanting. How many are chanting? Parents are chanting, okay. Okay, so these students are already practicing. They are also coming here. They are all students like you. So all of you are most welcome to take to chanting, and you can visit here. This is a beautiful place. Like today you learned many things. Like that you can learn whenever you come here. You are welcome. Thank you. You can sit down, all of you. E means you get nice environment here. And then last paragraph you read and we will conclude. Okay? How can you become a real heroic leader? Or we have two girls also, we'll say heroine also. How we can be a real hero or a heroine? Huh? Yeah.
Yes? Lord Krishna tells Uddhava that
Swabhava Vijayam Shauryam, he says. Yeah.
Bhagavad Gita 11.19.36.39. By his divine grace, he is a Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, which means real heroism is to conquer one's lower nature. Heroism, power, determination, resourcefulness, courage, empathy, generosity and leadership are the natural qualities of work for those in leadership and administration. Although these are favorable qualities for a true leader, his passion has to be guided by goodness in order for him to exhibit these qualities. Otherwise, unfavorable qualities like pride, arrogance, harshness, belittling others, cruelty, sadist mentality, etc. will entail his leadership qualities and bring out the worst out of him. Thus, a leader should conquer these unfavorable lower nature by the advice of saintly persons who can elevate him by mode of goodness. Thus, an ideal king is called Raja Rishi. Raja in his passion and Rishi or saint in his goodness. Thus, when passion is guided by goodness, a leader can flourish in his career.
You all understand this point? Svabhava Vijayam Shauryam. If you conquer your lower nature of anger, lust, greed, then you become a real hero or a heroine, like that he says. So, you all learnt many things today, and I thank you all for your rapt attention and enthusiastic participation and giving your valuable time. I wanted to give some gifts to those who answered many questions very nicely. You can come and take it, I'll call you one by one. You can tell your name also. Please come, your good name.
Yeah.
Jai Surya Prabhu. We all will give applause to him. Jai Surya. Yeah. Yeah. Please come. Who, one more, who answered? Some more answered very well. Yourself. Yourself also, please come. Good name?
Tridev.
Tridev? Tridev. Which college Tridev is in?
UEC.
UEC. Tridev. Give an applause. Who else answered from this side? You answer two questions. Come. Your good name? Manjunath. Which college Manjunath?
B.S.
B.S.
P.S.
Manjunath. And both the girls answered, no, please come. Yeah, please tell your name.
Shweta.
Shweta. Which college, Shweta?
P.S. College.
P.S. College. Give an applause for Shweta. And your name?
Amrita Varshini.
Varshini. Which college, Amrita?
P.S.
Same college. Give an applause. Thank you. And one more, who else answered? You answered also, Kram. Your good name?
Rahul, sir.
Rahul. Which college, Rahul?
Sindhi High School.
Sindhi High School. Oh, you are in school. Which school? I mean, you are in which standard?
I'm going to 12th.
He is going to 12th standard. He is probably the youngest here. Huh? Yeah. Give an applause. Now, who else answered? There are some more who answered my question when I asked multiple questions. Please raise your hand. Feel free to... Who? You answered. Come. Yourself. Your good name?
No.
Kunal. Which college, Kunal?
Jain University.
Kunal. Anybody else I missed out? Who else answered? Somebody else also. One more. Don't feel shy if you answered. Raise your hand. I'll call you. I appreciate your answer at that time when you answered. Anybody? Some of you answered, but when you told the answer, I said it's a correct answer or perfect answer. Anybody? Nobody else? Sure? So, Sona Gaurav Prabhu? They are all coming first time probably here. They come for the first time. So he gives very wonderful classes here. I come here 3-4 times a year. I am stationed at Pune, and I travel worldwide, and I come to Bangalore to meet him and sometimes give programs for the youth also, like we had just now. You see, what you learnt in these 4 pages today is not ordinary. It is going to help you not only in your career but also in your personal life as an individual person. So if you remember at the beginning of the class, I told you next 80 chapters of your life are blank white pages, and you can write it legibly by cultivating good qualities and mode of goodness. Mode of goodness means like humility, tolerance, forgiveness, control of the mind, control of the senses, and such kind of good qualities can be cultivated. And you will learn more if you are in touch with nice devotees here. And this notes is for you, you can keep it with you. And there are also some prasadam snacks awaiting you. Vishal, you can announce now.
Hare Krishna. So I heartily thank all of you for taking your time coming here on this weekend. You had many options, but you chose to come here to learn something.
How many of you know Kannada language? You know Kannada? Raise a hand. So you speak in Kannada. You really can understand.
Kannada English, how are you? Kannada, sir. But there are You are from which state? Siliguri, West Bengal. Assam, West Bengal. Let's speak in English.
Yeah.
So we have these programs here regularly. We do programs on many NIT schools. I go there often. Jain Sagar College, Admiralty College. So we do programs. We have Harish. Many of some of you know Harish, sir. How many of you know Harish? So you're all students of the academy. So Arjun
Academy.
So he's a wonderful teacher. So he also takes wonderful programs. We have Vishal, who's a doctor. So he also takes programs. So we have these programs every weekend, but this is the first time all of you are coming. So we invite you, whenever you are comfortable, please come, take association. And whenever you are at your home, we can continue practicing, chanting Hare Krishna Mantra. It doesn't take much time, just sit. After you take bath in the morning, chant 10 minutes of Hare Krishna Mantra, which will help you to be active throughout the day. That's the way we can cultivate water goodness as well as explaining very nicely today.
Actually, today, see this notes which I prepared for Infosys Hyderabad. I did an Infosys Hyderabad where all big managers were sitting. Because they appreciate this type of knowledge. But you are all very young actually for these notes. This is more fit for a corporate audience. But still you all understood it. That's a very big thing. You understood the three gunas, goodness, passion, ignorance well. So go through the notes. Then you get leisurely, more time. And there are 5-6 different aspects of smart work explained in this. If you learn well, then your life would be much different, much better. Thank you.
So next weekend, there is another program on the topic of art of harnessing mind power. So how to use your mind's capacity, how to tackle the problems of laziness and improve the concentration. So, especially for students, it's quite relevant. So, this session will be given by Mr. Harish next Sunday, same time. So, can you come? And there will be many others also joining who could not come today. Thank you very much. So, now there is Prasad waiting for you. So, can you take a question? Yeah. There is some feedback form. You can write to your feedback. I think you want to speak something?
Excuse me,
yes.
Question.
Okay, she has a question.
You
translate for me. Yeah, correct.
ಫಸ್ಟಿಗೆ ಪ್ಲಾನ್ ಮಾಡ್ಕೊಂತೀವಿ ನಾವು ಮಾಡ್ಬೇಕು ಅಂತಂದ್ರೆ ಬಟ್ ಮಾಡ್ಬೇಕಂದ್ರೆ ನಮಗೆ ನಿದ್ದೆ ಬರುತ್ತೆ.
ವಿ ಪ್ಲಾನ್ ಟು ಡೂ ಸಮ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವಿಟಿ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಕ್ಯೂಟಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ಬಟ್ ಐ ಗೆಟ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪಿ ವೈಲ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಕ್ಯೂಟಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪಿ
ಯಾ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸಿ ವಿ ಆಸ್ ಸೂನ್ ಆಸ್ ವಿ ಫೈಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ slack in executing that work, there are many reasons for it. One reason is lack of motivation. We are not motivated. That means we are not very clear about the goal to be achieved. Therefore, we are a bit slow in executing. One example I will tell you. Say, from here I have to go to Mysore, from Bangalore. If I am going in a road, suddenly the road is bifurcating into two. I don't know whether to go in this road or that road. So naturally, the speed of my car will reduce. It will become slowed down. Then I will ask somebody, sir, is it the road to Mysore? They will say, no, you take back, you go like this and then go in another road, then you will get Mysore. Then when I come back in this road and go, now I will be very fast because I know this is the road. So when I know, when the goal is very clear, the speed will be faster. That is one reason. And another reason, sometimes good activities are good but we are lazy. For example, you know very well that if you can get up early in the morning, you can get more time to study. But we are not cultivating that good habit for a long time. Therefore, you need good company of people who rise early in the morning, then you also get up early and you get ample of time to study. But most students are awake at night, but the night time is not very effective. If you see between night 10 to 3, people study very little, but they are only satisfied that I studied so many number of hours. If you take 5 hours in the night, it is equal to 1 hour in the morning. You can cram very fast in the early morning hours. Because the early morning hours, the sattva guna is prominent. Daytime, rajoguna is prominent. And night time, tamoguna is prominent. So because tamoguna is prominent, night when we are studying also, we are falling asleep again and again. On the book only, we are falling. You have seen that? But in the early morning time, you see it's very effective. But for that, we have to habituate getting up early by sleeping early also. Like if any of you are sleeping at 12 o'clock now, try to sleep at 11. You know, if you are sleeping at 11, try to sleep at 10. But don't try to suddenly change, gradually change, because sometimes when you suddenly change, in the daytime you may feel sleepy in the beginning. It requires some time to, you know, it takes some time to habituate ourselves. So, the reason for our sleep during an activity is because we don't know its value, probably. Or we have not habituated the good habit of keeping alert and awake. In sattva guna, you can do tremendous work without getting tired. In sattva. In rajoguna, we can do a lot of work. After that, we get a burnout. We are burned down. And tamoguna, one doesn't do work at all. One is lazy, one is postponing, like that. So now, you are a 12th standard student now, is it? You are first year. Yeah. Now, why I asked you, I wanted to know the context in which you asked the question. If she tells the context, I can answer even more exactly to the point.
Exact situation, exact answer for you. Situation
with the exam time.
That is also sometimes due to boredom also. You get fed up with subjects. Like one boy was playing cricket, I told you, during exam time. Because he gets fed up with studies. You study, 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 and then you become overwhelmed with too much of study. Sometimes you get a headache also. But nowadays the competition level has increased a lot all over the country. And everybody is cramming and vomiting and getting marks. Modern day education system is having certain wrong orientation, you know. Those who we call Maggu, you know Maggu? Maggu means those who mug and vomit. They get big marks. They get 90%, 80% also sometimes. And those people who understand the subject, they are fired from the school, like Einstein was fired away. So, therefore, modern day society forces you to struggle hard a lot, you know, cram and swallow a lot and vomit a lot. Finish off your studies, once you go to job, then you have more freedom to pick and choose what you want to study. The study period is a challenging period. Chanakya says, during study period you can't be very comfortable. Vidyarthi chet tyajet sukham, he says. Sukham chet tyajet vidyam. He's telling, if you want to be a good student, forget about your comforts, he's saying. And if you want to lead a very peaceful and comfortable life, forget about being student. Like that he's telling. So during Vidyarthi stage, one has to struggle more than other stages actually. I would suggest that you identify friends with whom, who are very hardworking. Looking at them, we take inspiration in any field. If I want to be enthusiastic, I have to associate with some enthusiastic people. Seeing their enthu, I grow. Even in spiritual life, like we all are sadhus. So we sadhus associate with people who are more advanced than us and who are enthusiastic. Then we also become enthusiastic. Okay? Thank you. So I am very sorry in case I delayed you, all of you, a lot. If the prasadam is waiting for you, please take. Thank you. Yes, yes. One last question, quick question. Yes? Give the mic to him. The mic.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
From this lecture, we heard that success in relationship is superior to success in our profession. But often we see success is a result of our interpersonal skill. And this interpersonal skill is a personality trait. We see some people flourish more in solitude, and some people are energetic more in association. So how do we preserve our individuality as well as introvert?
Yeah, brilliant, very good question. So, if I am an introvertish person, assume that I am introvertish, I am not very open. I like to be in a room, sitting with the books, reading, writing alone. I am not used to mixing with people. What I should do? I may not have too many friends, but I can have friendship with a few, you know, who are similar like-minded people. They may also be introvertish. But I can have a handful of people with whom I can interact. So those who are too introvertish should become little extrovertish. Those who are too extrovertish, wasting time with too many people, they should become little introvertish. We have to work against our nature in which we are too much. And also, in case I am not able to relate with many people, I can cultivate the habit of respecting people and valuing people's opinion and being kind and courteous to people by our behavior, if not by speaking. And like some people crack a lot of jokes. That is the nature. Now everybody cannot do that. That similarly, some people are too gregarious. They mix with too many people. They have ample of time. But we don't have to be necessarily like that. I told you that in your workplace, there are a few people with whom your touch is necessary. Like in your school means your teachers and the good students from whom you want to learn something valuable. So you handpick a few and a little bit make an effort to come out of your innate nature to go a little out of the way and connect with them, seek help with them, seek help from them. And you'll be able to change. Even myself, see, I come from a background. In my engineering college days, when the bell rings, I'll enter the class. When the last bell rings, I'll be out of the class. I won't mix at all. I was very introvertish. But after coming to devotion service, now I address thousands of people, many places. Huge audience. After the class over, I meet people personally, many, many people. Now my life is such that in a day, I meet hundreds of people. So the service need has changed my personality. Correct, no? Similarly, you also, in your business enterprise, you may need to keep some interpersonal touch with some people. We all have to need. So first of all, your mother, father, your brother, sister, then your colleagues in the office, workplace. A handful of people are there. With them, you make an effort to connect. So you may have to, like for example, if I have a bad quality, I have to give it up. In the same manner, if I am not interpersonal, I can make a little effort. I can make. Alright? So that's called Kaizen system. Means make small, small improvement. Somebody is smoking every day 2 cigarettes. He can start smoking 1 cigarette in 2 days. Correct, no? Somebody is quarreling every day. He can quarrel every other day. Or he can quarrel once a week. So this is a small, small improvement we can make. Which is very easy.
Is this introversion and extroversion division? Does it come under the modes of nature?
Actually, contemplative people are generally introvertish. Very contemplative people. They like to, they're like bookworms. You put them in a room with books, they are happy. They may not mix a lot. So, sattvaguna people, some people are, they don't speak much. They may be contemplative. But generally, people in rajaguna are people who are likely that they're individual players as far as results are concerned. But they will connect with people with aspiration of fruits. They will think, if I meet this person, I can get this work done. What is in it for me? Therefore, they will connect like that. And tamoguna people will make friendship with people who are also drinking, smoking, you know, boozing party, they call them. They booze together, cheers and they booze together. They will have that kind of company. And sattvaguna people also, like cow can work well with others. It can offer milk. And the bull can work also. So, sattvaguna people can get along well with others. But the introvertish people are generally people who are contemplative and thoughtful. So, the thoughtful people should come out of the thinking process sometimes and also mix with people. Therefore, I told you in the beginning, 3 things. Planning, doing, interacting. All 3 are important. And we can try to, wherever we are lacking, we can improve that. Is it alright for everybody? So, thank you. Hare Krishna.
Whenever he comes here, we request him to give us address. So next time when he comes, we'll be updating you. So he comes about 3 to 4 times in a year.
Sir, is that down?
Sir? Because the participant can submit a feedback form to Mr. Abdullah that Mr. Karmaskar is there behind. And your refreshment is also waiting for you. You may take some juice.
one.